Puoi cominciare a chiedere la nuova cultura, la nuova cultura.
Come ti associo a fare anticipi e a me specifici?
Ma quello, a donna, la non ritengo, non sarà lui, non sarà tu la
carità. It's one of the things God has explained in your prayer as you ask him what he wants.
Tu vuoi la opera che hai a
carità? If you let do him what he wants.
Let me raga tu la opera che hai a carità.
If you let do him for you what he wants.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Tu vuoi la opera che hai a carità?
When you let see the blessed told you.
Now I didn't know that I said, oh, tu vuoi la opera che hai a carità?
You will wait for a moment until you ask him to come to give you when you get sick.
Well, he
speaks somewhere and
he says,
I will go sit in my place until they will call me. When they will call me,
I will
wait until they align the soul and appear unto them.
Yes, he was in.
Praise
Jesus.
Every person when they get delayed in what they agreed with God, God will surely punish him himself.
You
take out the situation to them.
Yes, he was in.
Praise Jesus. You may delay.
God
will be delayed in the moment of the need.
Yes, he was in.
Praise
Jesus.
Still delay and silently wait.
That
finish the issues of another. For he has been quick. For you to know what you want to move and come to study. To speak before. You
will
first finish this and that. Then I will go. Now he to say. He has asked this from me, but let him first walk on the other brother and the other. If you will go unto them.
When
you question me why I delay. What you do has a way they front you before God. You want him to quicken to work for you. You too quicken his work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You want in a place every time you call him when he's there. You
too
be in the exact place he tells you to be in the same time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
There's
nothing fronting you and after you call God. No righteousness recommending you before God. There is no righteousness. What recommends God to come early and quick that he comes quick?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And he said
the light. The light of the things you do will lead you to go to God. If you do them in the rightful way. If you begin to do
when
they're not standing right.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You have nothing to recommend you before God. That God, I want you in this moment and he comes. But he says, if you do those things, before you call him, he's already answered. It means what? Once before he calls you, you've already answered
it. He
has answered already. Lord, I've been waiting for you.
Yes, we
have
a praise.
But one go to answer before you call.
But
you have never answered before he calls you.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. You want him to answer you quick. But you answer him, you delay to answer him on the works of his hands. It will wait for your answering. In the things he commanded you.
Whether
he has two types of children.
They
will say, Lord, I will not do that. And after they do it in the quickest
way,
they will humble Lord. Me, I'm going to do that. Even though you go see Lord. That child ended up not doing anything. The one who proved he's going to do it never did anything. And the one who refused is rather the one who did.
Praise Jesus. But what you learn from that? Praise Jesus so much. At least both of them had a case to answer. Praise Jesus. But the other is to lift and strengthen that case. The other had a case of hypocrisy. Another had a case of rebellion. Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
He refuses to know what he's going to do. But his case was taken from him.
He
repented and ran quick to do things. His another was rebellious.
No.
The one who is the one who had a case of being rebellious. He had rebellion and he repented and he began to do. But the one was
hypocritical.
Eventually ended up in the case of rebellion.
For
he began to say, I'm going to do it, Lord. And after he never did
so
it, he had a case of hypocrisy.
It
ended up into rebellion. The one who was rebellious left rebellion and came to act.
Yes, he
was
impressed.
We can quicken our issues. As I learned,
that,
I don't want God to come prepare me, I begin it myself. Now
is
the one he begins from there and he begins to proper me in what I
have
done. I don't want to be encouraged and
pressured.
No, I have to encourage myself.
Adam
got back to Sunday when he was in hell. And he said, Lord, this is my vow, is to hold your commandments. Even though in the garden never minded them. When he was punished, began to make vows.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He said, Lord, I don't need to be commanded again. This is my power to hold on your commandments.
But
teach them to me and I will hold on to them. I don't need so much to be encouraged, do it or don't do that. I don't want to be punished till I get back to understanding.
The
people within our body where we are, many times we are awakened by beatings. To see that we have been doing wrong and we get the right things.
And
you do it intending and yourself you intending to eat. You go off slow from the right track. It's like to getting used that food is always home and you begin to waste it. But you forgot how they taught us some time back how to use the little and much food. It's much, you begin to waste it. When it gets close, you realize you've been wasting the food. A human being is like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You won't get from the people to become the children of God. The children of God. Everything we do, the Spirit of the Lord leads it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now that has been brought for helping us within our time and to appear to be quick in what we do. In the works of our God.
He will
be quick to do the works he has to do for us. That will never withdraw his hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For we lay on our way. And it takes God to delay. God can tell you be strengthened.
Get
courageous or appear to you.
The
not to get strong, he will take it when he's weak your way.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
As he's been moving on speed to come to you, and
you
see you're not getting strengthened, he begins to move slow pace. When you quicken, you arise him. Salvation is there. God
helps
you, and God too begins to quicken.
When you strengthen
more, he quickens more to you. There are 10
years
that through Azotus, sending an angel in a twinkle of an eye is arrived. People call God and the
weekends
do this and this before I arrive, and they retard behind. He begins to cut his pace.
it meant to move slow towards you. I can't teach that now because of how it's brought. You would have understood if we may think I'm just speaking a story. I'm not speaking a story. He told them 3 days they delayed on the way. They ended up into 40 years. The journey was for 3 days. Why did he reduce? Whatever he told them along the way, they took long to hold them and do them. Do this, they did. He too slow his pace. He never returns back. He doesn't back, go backwards. He cuts his speed. He's come to work. He has come to work.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He has
come to get Israel from Egypt.
Guardians,
you have come for that.
They
are going to move with me. How?
He
cut his speed every time. As they moved, and they anger him, tell them, withdraw.
He is the
one who made them rotate and withdraw backwards.
It
remained ahead of them. And where they have gone, they are going to beat them, for he is not with them. After
they
brought them in that place and they got protection,
anytime
he told them withdrew, he never withdrew with them. He remained ahead, waited for them. Let me see what they do there.
Like you leave a child
walk slow
and
you leave them behind, but you keep watching whether you will not steal them.
When
you see another slapping the child, and you wait to experience that pain at least. But we shall study that ahead. May God bless you.
Thank
you for bearing that moment and appear. May God quicken for you what you've been asking Him. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And may He quicken your understanding, that you understand early. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald, Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and
our
Bible reader, Teacher Isaac.
We
love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming. We are in the new generation with the full knowledge of God. The ministry ministering within heavens and earth.
To
be able to fulfill Matthew 6 from verses 9 to 14. What's done in heaven is what we do on earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Even the gospel we preach,
it's
what was preached to all creations within heavens and earth.
Under
the earth, and we got to be international.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
universal. Everything you can speak about
it,
just as the world speaks of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are
going to move on with the Holy Family and the Holy Marriage, together with all we've seen what's in it. And we end up with the family planning of giving birth. If we end that family planning of the finances, which we've last covered, and up there we are moving on with that, we shall enter family planning of our joy. How can we keep our joy within our marriage? Praise Jesus. And in the whole family. But we are winding up the family planning of the finances. Don't forget, we have to study the journey of heaven. We want to finish this and straight go into the journey.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. On the Thursday, we expect to pause the worship and praise. We shall be worshiping the other days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
To enable both services to have them.
For the
journey of heaven is very broad. If we get up one day, we shall remain behind.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's move on.
The family planning
of the finances.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. To have that and do a right plan.
nga tutegeka ebyo bye twetaaga
and we prepare that what we need
mu bulamu buno
in this life
ne mukuweereza Katonda
and in serving God
era nga ne Katonda mwennyini
and God himself
mwetegefu okulabirira pulani zaffe
is ready to watch over our plans
we zibeera mu kigambo kye
if they are within his words
yesu yebaziwe
praise Jesus so much
nga tumanyi bwe tukula mukama waateeseza ebigambo
know when we sit under the counsels of God's words
naffe tuyiga okuteesa okulungi
we too will learn to reason well
mu linnya lya mukama
waffe in the name of the Lord Jesus some of the last things we saw
mu family planning ebyenfuna
in the financial family planning
batuganya okulowooza byokugamba nti tukyali bato bali bavubuka
used to speak and to claim that we're still younger or youth
mpozi n'okuzinga emikono
and even to cover up our hands
atudemo tusome kwecho tuwulire
let's read of that and we hear
what is the sura na yako mineyo
Ecclesiastes 11
onyoro mwenda
verse 9
Mabulizi esule ya 11 n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ecclesiastes 11 verses 9.
Sanyukiranga obuvubuka bwo gwo mulenzi. Omutima gwo gusanyusenga munnaku ez'obuvubuka bwo. Otambulirenga mu makubo ag'omutima gwo ne mukulaba kw'amaaso gwo. Naye tegeeranga Katonda alikusalira omusango ogw'ebyo byonna.
Bino byonna obeera obikola.
All these you do them.
Utambira omutima gwo byagwagala
you move where your heart wants
na maso gwo byagalaba
even where your eyes see
na yebo bati wegendereza
if you're not careful
manyanti Katonda aliza lomusango gwe byo
know that God will carry out judgment of all those things
iregeza buli muntu ayingira mu plan ngimwe byo byagenda
okubira mu every person who enters the plan of the things they have to move by
you know kutula kwa mkama wate sizi
they have to sit where the counsel of God is what
asobola okuba ne kigambo ne bigambo bya Katonda mmotima gwe
they may have the words of God within their hearts
ali okwen okubira ne byo mmotima bituku
that then they will have things within their heart which are
era na maso gwo kulaba obulungi
even their eyes to see right
yes yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
yanga tuchatu no denga tugamba
and we are still looking and saying
ji abantu kunsi mu buvubuka tulonda ibintu binje byokukola
people on the world in our youth we choose many things to do
iranga twe wano obudde bwaffe bwe tulina okukolera
and we can give ourselves time to do those things
iranga bagamba nze nkyali muto
others are saying that I'm still young
yes we have
praise Jesus
abara bagamba nkyali muvubuka
others say I'm still a youth
na yeye nabutalimu
but all that is meaningless
kigambo chaka tumechisubira kubulira ochokola buli kisiri
the word of God is what can tell you what to do in the right time
yes he was you
praise Jesus
embi gambo binebya family planning yebyefuna
these words of the financial family planning
tutandikirawo
we immediately begin
yes he was you
praise Jesus
okubane plan kuziteka maso ga mukama
our plans and we put them before the Lord
naziteka mu kanso bi
and he put counsels within him
yes he was you
praise Jesus
banga yogeranga gambo kumitiza kwa mtu kunji
he speaks that the meditation of a person are many
nayo kutokiriza kwa kwa mukama
but the fulfillment is of the Lord
yandi bade kirunje byogendo planning
it would have been good things you're going to plan
bibira mu musana kwa kigambo cha
and within them there is the light of the word of God
yes he
praise Jesus
I won't know nai okutandikira okola plan ezitukiride
will be able to make plans which are fulfilled
odemetu keri Katonda tazi tushemu nyo
don't reach before God and he changes them so much
mpozo rumuno okugamba ezo tonazi sure
wali even to say that abandon all those plans
kubanga zonna mfuka tinokuwembe
all of them are wrong I have to give you new ones
kali no mare bisera bingi ngo bado jokola plan ezitagenda kugasa
waste more time when you've been doing plans you're not going to benefit you
gano tukeno kubuza Katonda agamba plan zonna
as you reach to inquire from the Lord to tell you all the plans are wrong.
Plan zizi byenfuna byo nawe zikoze bubi.
All your financial plans you've made them wrongly.
Tula wano emyezi mukaga nkuyigirize.
Here 6 months then I'll teach you.
Tula we emyaka 2.
City of 2 years.
Ate banga Katonda lyakuwo kuyigirize.
And the moment God gives you to teach you.
This injira kubuvunanyizibwa
depends on your responsibility.
Ingeri joteka yo mojo sayo
the way you lay your spirit towards him.
Ubanga baliwe yamaro kuba we nakusata.
For they gave them 3 days.
Ukusayo moyo gwawe kunakwezo na bichi bayino kola.
To lay their spirits to what they were to do those days. They never laid their hands.
Nakoneze yongeranga.
And the days went on to increase.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Ali okaba yigirize mudungu mweze naku.
Then we teach them in the deserts through those days.
Yenga Katonda ali atakise naku satu okuba yigirize.
As God prepared 3 days to teach them.
But ukene munse iringa
bamwe. That they will reach the promised land.
Atu obugaya avu niyo basuka ko nyo.
Now laziness was too much on them.
Naye ongera mu kumpi miaka 40
years. And he added in close to 40 years.
Kitegeze miaka 40
means 40 years.
Ekintu ekyali kinnaku
esa. Something which was of 3 days.
Plans zaabwe zonna zaali nfu.
All their plans were wrong.
Ingeri jiba ino tambira mune Katonda.
The way they were to move with God.
Waka Katonda yali abayigirize ebintu bingi.
God was teaching them many things.
Yabayigirize ebintu na babikozesa batya.
Taught them how they handle their finances.
Emmere bagipima batya.
How they measure the food.
Kugabayi bote babimanye ebyo.
They never knew all that.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
okubayigiriza bagabana ettaka,
teach them how they share land,
ebyobugagga babigabana,
how they share the wealth,
kubanga nabyo yabibayigiriza mu kkubo,
that we taught them along the way,
tuwemutuuka eri abaleevi mubaweeko kino ne kino ne bakabona,
Levites this and the priests,
mubawangako ettaka bwe ne bwe
give them this portion of land,
ate mwemukungulanga muleetenga bino bwe
when you harvest bring these,
kwegamba okuyigirizibwa ebyenfuna mu masekati gabwe kyabatwalira
ebizibu
n'abayigiriza ebyobufuzi
ate
nabyo pulaani nazo nga nzibu abagamba temusooka kulonda
kabaka kati
naye bwe mulituuka eyo mulironda
kwegamba
ebintu ne bibeera bingi alate n'abayigiriza balina
okumusinza give them a plan how to worship him. Give them a plan how they will give birth. Where
you
told them who gets a wife, gets them spend 1 year without
going to
that will give birth to a child at least.
All plan
it took God to teach them.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. The word family plan of the finances. Though we start many things. They took a time for Israel to be taught how they handle finances.
Most
likely so bring the first fruit.
It
took them time even to know. Sometimes they taught them how to even dig and plow. Planting and farming, they taught it to them.
Wanga bali badira ebijanjala ebiranda ate ne babigatta mu bitala
beans and they join them in another
ne bituuka ekiseera nga bye kuyega bwe kuyeza tebamanyi kulima
into another
kati n'abagamba bino ebijanjala ebyakala bwe temubimikisinga
na bili this color don't mix them with this one
ndowooza mwawulirako ku bigambo
ebyo you had such words
yes, he was
raised
here.
Some of them are not
really there.
If you want to understand, then go back to the book of Leviticus. They are mostly spread there concerning farming. Now this, the maize, don't plant it. Don't plant it with millet. Separate them. But he taught them all. And they will learn things worked well for them. They will be different. And they appear different.
He
taught them how to eat good food and balance diet. When they told them, go get what's just enough for you. One day, others were big headed. And they gathered food for days and they went with it. And it got rotten. Another time
he
told them, gather food for days. And it was there without rotting. How to plan? You can govern the home and family.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Ati uri anjogano yobandu
ya
family planning ndo uchirana na chibiri mu Bible ndo
family planning maybe is not in the Bible.
Adale ebyenfuna
mostly of finances.
Finance,
I think the investing churches are the ones with those sessions. You know, there are ministers who have anointing of finances of this generation.
Have
anointing for finances.
Yes,
Jesus. Every person was blessed in heaven realms before they came on earth.
According
Ephesians 1:3-5. He blessed us in the heavenly realms.
Everyone
has anointing for finances. That is your blessing. Even the power from it is called favor.
Or
what you call anointing.
Anointing
from you called favor.
Yes, he was.
Praise
so God. All that
one of the understanding that in the name of Jesus. Let's read Ecclesiastes.
Mbuulize sula ya kumi n'emu n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa kumi. Kale jangawo obuyinike ku mutima gwo, ojjengawo obubi ku mubiri gwo. Kubanga obuto n'obuvubuka butaliimu.
Owulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what is?
Boddawo ndi muto.
When you claim I'm young,
ndi muvubuka.
I am a youth.
Omala budde bwonno mu kkubo.
Wasting your time along the way.
omanye ebyo tubyegamba nnyo
oganda
okujjukira nga nenvite
zizi
agati mulimu katonda byatondabo nga balina okumera ku
kiwalaata
ogenda okulaba nga kitali kyokutema
kikyali
muvubuka
naye
nga n'amaanyi agakola emirimu gye wandikoze mukama n'akuwa omukisa tokyagalina
and God blesses you, no more have that
now atanabayingira family.
Who's not entered the family yet?
Finances
are planned from your younger age.
I
can do this and that.
Bino bitwegamba nchali muvubuka kanindeko.
I'm still young, let me wait.
By
around 2 years.
Manye emirimu gy'aba office.
You know the work of the office people.
Y'abantu abali myaka asatu
n'ana kuta. Thirty and above 4 years.
Kati nno gwe ng'obeera mugiriwa.
Now you are in what work?
Kanjira nzimba.
Let me be
with you. Kyalina amaanyi agasitula.
I'm having strength to build.
Agakwata omuyi
kune. Which can hold a spade to build.
Kumbe ogwawo olwona kutuka ojja kutuka omulundi gumu.
When you break, you break once.
Si buli gw'obeera oba ozimba oba okola kye si mulimu mubi.
Everywhere you are whether building or what is on the wrong job,
as long there
is no sinning in the word of God.
How are you
planned to get out of there to head where?
The work you do never
sit in it all your years. It's hard.
The
body itself gets tired of that system.
Even if it is an
office sitting in it all years, you get
tired.
What next are you planning which will make you rest?
Your
joy until you get out of the body to head to eternal joy.
Some
of what things which hinder us
is to play
and speak, I'm still young.
Agenda okufumbirwa agamba.
The one tomorrow says,
omanye nkyali muto.
I'm still young.
Ne bwaba afumbirwa agamba, nze wampa
nkyali muto. They still speak, you married me young.
Ati nali okakolera ebyekito.
And they do things of young people within the marriage.
Nga agamba mbu ye bamuwasizza akyali muto.
They speak, they married them young.
Omulekera emitwalo etaano gyona n'agimalawo.
50,000 days. Consume all of it.
Omulekere 20 n'agimala.
Give them 20, they use all of it.
Omulekere 10 n'agimala.
Give them 100,000, they use it all.
Look, na mechi ali mtonde kandi
yego. Let me enjoy life.
Usubulo bulamu bwo usubulo bubera mu nobisanukira mu.
Life and rejoice in it.
Na you already kati okora planning.
But what plans you doing wrong plans?
Uzanti ukyali muto.
You still claim you're younger.
Umulala nchali muvubuka.
In fact, I'm still a youth.
Mchala tugenda ku beach. Mpozi bayingira mbe.
How much is it to enter the beach?
Tuwaro 10 ya jomitono.
That's 100,000. That's still, still making money.
Tuwaro asatu kabuka de.
300, 1 million.
Ah, izu tuchali.
Money, we still
tuchali muvubuka ndo tuchira.
We are youth.
Mama abana, tuwakazara yu wana.
My wife, how many children do you have?
Tulina busatu.
We have 3.
Manyi lugari.
We still have strength.
Have
you finished it, right?
Yeah, anchari,
no,
anchari,
I'm still
mufu.
Vigorous. Let's
mufu.
Go and jump. All that is wasting
the
time. If the road is getting edged, that's the beginning from the off from the top.
If from your
cells, and they are getting all.
As we see on the body,
broken in the insides.
If
a person is
getting old,
we don't look at outer
body.
What you see on the
out, it's
50% of what is inside.
Inside
100% they have gotten old. When you look
at
someone on the body, they are old 50 years. Inside they are 100 body in their age and old.
For
gray hair
has not appeared
in the head. Inside is already grown. You see wrinkles.
But
inside you've got wrinkles. Now you will think, let me see myself in the mirror. I've not gotten old. You're joking. You are getting old. As we see the outside. We see the wrinkles on the cheeks and inside they already came.
I know
all have reached that If you know God prepared, you will get old. You in that don't get angry. We that are still abusing you. Because we still have stretched muscles on the body. Even he said others have begun to get loose. You know, you see those cars. You see the body, nice. But the engine was broken a long time. You see it once and struggling to move and to start. Now you on the body is still so mirror. Instead of planning how your finances are to be, how you will be when your shock absorbers are broken down. You are there still claiming you are still young. You see yourself in the mirror. Another still claims I'm younger and I'm a youth. Even the ones who give birth, they say I'm young. Let's wait to give birth. The system is already tired. They give birth to one child. They are walking. Bending. Problem we've made. You are still young every time. And now I'm still a youth. And when it's on the women, and when they come around, they begin to wear their breasts. They're still pointed. Yes. It's not yet feline. Let me wait. Child will stretch my breast. Let me wait. Now the boy is on the mirror and he's stretching his muscles. And he says, I'm still fit. And he makes a pressure at 1, 5, 10. He can't. Yet they are finishing. When they break. Some lifts and they make some weights to see whether they are still fit. They push it themselves. They are pushing the car themselves. And they claim they are still a youth.
But
brethren in Christ, our maturity grows in wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we don't grow in the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If the body do its own thing, you get filled with wisdom and understanding. Do things as a person with many years.
Amen.
For inside you are of many years. You have outlived many years as a person. For our home is heaven, we are always there. And you begin to do things of the young and it's a shaming. That's why I say if you claim you're younger, a youth is meaningless. What are you speaking? They will say me. I'm just 23, let me wait to get married.
I'm married
now at least 30 years. As they reach 30, and they can't handle love. And they are just all broken and harsh. Every time they are leave me alone.
Yes,
things we do there. To do things of the young people. You break yourself. You can do nothing. Without planning, it affects the family. Most of financially, it affects so much.
We have to grow
calculating time. You see this on the people. Many times.
The person has
not gone to school.
The timetable,
they have it not.
Mostly,
if they find the home they raised in, they will add not that.
People
who have started to senior four, senior six, sometimes they plan well with time. These ones, the school
keeping
them in time, when you find yourself,
you
never went to school in body.
In
the family moving by plan, you can learn it. You don't need to have been to school. Even they who studied didn't profit them, they put it aside. Everything in school is done in time. You can't go for lunch
hour and
come back at
3.
You know, at 2, one have to be at school.
Even
your friends, you made timetable for them. That
you
entered in us.
You
learn it within church. Also went to school, forget planning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now to speak and claim you're young.
And I'm still younger,
I'm a youth. You stop that. Grow in wisdom and understanding. Mostly as we work on finances. For many people, they will wrap up their hands and they claim they are still young.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I tell people always. Told a man drive a taxi at 18 years. And he said, I don't do those work.
No,
they are not of me. I have not reached that level. Now he's driving it at 50 years.
If he drove it
and planned at that age.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. You find an old
man 60 years is driving a taxi.
He is
struggling with it and is a complicated person.
Yes, he was
raised. He is complicated. He doesn't want to stop.
Someone is getting
out. He passed beyond where the pastor was getting out. Me, they don't command me.
The
job you entered in involves that.
You
don't want to stop, you are just not a complicated person. Do things within their time.
Imagine
40 years, you're supposed to cook tea at 20 years. Now you are in 45. You want to cook and cook tea and fly chips on the way, on the road.
Don't
you think you wasted time? But we pray God.
Reverses
time they did
Hezekiah.
To Hezekiah. Help us at the finances to reverse us. At least to give us some years.
Of
a use to arise.
Amen.
We
have taken all those seasons. Let's enter chapter 12. Ecclesiastes 12.
Mubuulize essuula y'ekkumi n'ebbiri n'olunyiriri olusooka. Era ojjuukiriranga omutonzi wo mu biro eby'obuvubuka bwo. Ennaku embi nga tezinnajja.
Omanyi ebiseera ebisinga.
No, many times.
Abantu balinda mu nnaku mbi balyoke bajjukire Katonda.
For days to remember God.
Bwe tubeera mu buvubuka tupulaninga
ebintu bingi. When we are in the youth, we plan many things.
Naye tugenda kwogera bwetu.
But we are going to speak like this.
Nsuubiranga ffe nakankana eri omulembe ogw'okumanya okupya.
I expect all of us in the new generation with the full knowledge.
Tuli bavubuka kankana.
We are youth right now.
Naye ate twagala kukula mu magezi.
But we want to grow in wisdom.
Yes, he was
praised
Jesus.
None of us may think that is going to the use of the body. We are children to the Father in heaven.
Let's put the
spiritual realm to get in the physical to help us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
you understand.
Many
times even the body will appear like that.
When
we rejoice in the beginning, or when we plan what to do, evil days ahead we never consider them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But you do eat what you eat. You know
that
evil days ahead. If you work, there are days of not working. Ecclesiastes tells us that. Ecclesiastes everything has its time and season.
Yeah,
times of gathering money and times to spend it. I don't know whether you're considering that.
Time
of gathering and spending.
Don't
work in this journey as you're working. Seasons to earn much money.
There will be seasons
of not earning but much spending. The brethren came to complain. He told me,
most
of the other initial months of this year, may we earn much money.
I've been earning very little money.
I told him the season of gathering was there. But you are in the season of spending now. But you have to ask God to reduce the waste taking your money on spending. Even to reduce of those seasons, to restore you the seasons of gathering. In this life, many people think these are seasons of gathering every season. You are on a job, you know, every time you're going to be gathering money. But even seasons of gathering, consider them. Even the ones of spending, consider them for the come.
It
means in gathering season, that's why God puts the spirit of wisdom. And he said, get a treasury. Seasons of
life,
go in the treasury and get. And he speaks of Joseph when he was in Egypt, that there are famine years of
seven.
The first seven are years of plenty, but the seven next years they will not be plenty of anything. You can pass through them, plan for them now. God gave them wisdom, helped that entire nation of Egypt, and they planted
stores.
As famine came, they never experienced it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now your life, mostly in the part financially,
it
corrupts many other things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We need to carefully look at it. There is a moment God has given us, like new generation.
In this
moment, we appear to be on the way from Egypt to Canaan, being taught in the little we have in
Canaan.
But we have sources of earning much as we reach our Canaan.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we've crossed,
from
ignorance into knowledge, then God will give us. When he reached to give us,
he
teaches us today, I'm going to give you, but don't gather to just eat like fishermen. But be with wisdom, plan for your lives. I know where you came from, each one of you. Each one where you came from. You do things yourself. My plans, I'll begin my work. Everyone, you did your own. But this time it's not like that. For we've come to a good shepherd.
Who
gives out his life for his sheep. That's the Lord Jesus.
He told
us in John 10.
He
himself is the good shepherd.
They
who came before him are thieves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now it says no.
kizibu nnyo okubeerawo nga tomanyi biro ebyo
very hard to exist without knowing those seasons
ebyokukunganya n'ebyokusansa
gathering and the ones of scattering
yes
praise Jesus
ekyo kyo kirimu mu butonde bw'ensi
is in nature integration in the world
kyemanyi gye kitaliye mu ggulu
what I know is not in heaven
kubanga mu ggulu ebyaffe ebiera bya
in heaven what is ours era tebayo
yeetaagako wadde
and none is in need spare
Antony Mobile is a solar coming up being all in your soaker.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1.
Nti. Ero jukiranga omutons mobilo, ebiovukabo. E nakwembi ngatezina ja. Nemiaka, ngatejina sembera, borio geranti. Sijisanyo kira, nakamu.
Those years as they come.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. You have to remember and say, but the years you're going to regret. It's old age is a problem. I have nothing to eat. And you have gotten sick of the pack. Going to cast before they reach.
Planning,
the ones who've been claiming you're younger, get away from that mind. He told you things. And you'll begin to cast. You cast the ones passing you with the cars. That young boy has grown as we saw him. He has beat you with water. You will see me. And you became a withered. You are regretting your years. Now he tells you. Make a plan today.
We're
going to serve God and we're serving him. Don't show him our life what you need. Many times we show him what you need.
You will see,
I don't need to plan for all age for me not reach there. Are you sure you're not rich there? You plan. And if
it
takes you without getting old, you plan, they will be
your
reward. And it will be your reward.
Amen.
Don't get tired to plan. Mostly if you are in the word of God.
He
said, don't forget your creator in your youth as you do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 2.
Enkyuba n'omusana n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye nga tebinazikizibwa ebire nebikomawo enkuba ng'emaze okutonnya. Ku lunaku abakuumi b'ennyumba bwe balikankanira abasajja ab'amaanyi ne bakutama n'abo abassa ne balekayo kubanga batono n'abo abalingiza mu madinisa nebazikizibwa
nadino bakutwalira ddala nebagamba
era
byonna the plan of God
you make all those plans
era weegenderezanga
you still get to be very careful
kubanga waliwo ebiro ebyokugenda mu nsi ekizikiza
for the sons of going in the world of darkness
n'emyaka emingi egy'okumala
the many years to spend there
kale bwetunayinza okulumanya
if we shall be able to know
bwe tupulaningira mu kigambo kya katonda
plan within the word of God
tuba n'ebyenfuna ebirungi
we have good finances
ate nga tebitutte mu geyeni
we've not taken be taken to hell
yes yebazibu
praise Jesus
kubanga mutuyimba okukozesa obubi
We learn to use well and others use wrongly. And it causes us much suffering.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Others we worry so much for lacking. After getting, instead of worrying that they can make
it
get lost, you begin to rather worry money may finish from me.
You know,
most people is what troubles them. How they use the money not to money getting them lost. They begin to worry. Money may get finished from me. I have to do everything possible to retain it. It's not working so much, but it's in planning well. And you're based in the word of God. Let's go Proverbs 24.
Ngeresula ya makumi abiri mwenye nuru nyiruwa abiri musavu. Teka teka anga omulimu go ebweru. ogwetegekerenga mu nnimiro oluvannyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo.
Tulina okuteekateeka zino planning.
We must prepare. This is planning.
Ebiseera ebisinga singa oba ogenda yingira family oba
many times, if you're going to enter family or marriage,
naye n'oba nga tewaffeiri nga tolina pulaani yonna.
And you came from out without any plan.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Mulimu eyagamba nze bwe nnaatuuka mu bufumbo.
And now see, if I reach marriage,
omwami ajja kundabirira.
The husband will take care of me.
We never
enter with the mind to work.
They enter
one thing to reach their
mind.
Husband will take care of her.
Bury
me what I need the inner to the outer and
eating.
To reach there, things will be different.
Has
a plan. If I reach there and the husband is not got
me,
his blessing is reduced.
It may
be perhaps me with a blessing to work. You know, now there are youth there.
I
want to get a woman who is older. And he's built a house. She's built a house.
Business.
And she has some business on the side. Me to be taken care of. Those are the youth of this generation. But not of new generation.
Amen.
Praise Jesus. They are outside planning to get women who are elderly. Even the boys in this way. I want to get a girl.
And she has something, a business.
Now he stops going with the right person. They are looking for the one with something.
She bought
some
base
on starters. He wants to even visit her to see how
it has.
Where do you sleep? I'm in my friend's home. Okay. We shall see.
But
when you tell them, I have
okay.
Am I accepted to come and go? They want to see whether you have some beds and televisions in your home that they never planned, and you just join on. But it is good.
The
girl has some things that the boy, you have some things. It helps so much.
Tuli mu ngero esula ya 24 n'olunyiriri lwa 27.
Proverbs 24 verse 27.
Nti teekateeka omulimu gwo ebweru ogwetegekere mu nnimiro oluvannyuma n'olyoka ozimba ennyumba yo. Tolumirizanga munno awatali nsonga so tolimbanga na mimwa gyo. Toyogeranga nti ndi mukolanga nga ye bwankoze nze. Ndisasula omusajja oyo ng'omulimu gwe bwe gubadde. Nayita ku nnimiro y'omugayaavu n'olusuku lw'emizabibu olw'oyo atalina kutegeera. Kale laba ng'amaggwa galubunye lwonna omwennyango nga gubisse ku lwo kungulu n'olukomera lwalwo olw'amayinja nga lusuuliddwa. Awo ne ntunula ne ndowooza nnyo nalaba ne mpeebwa okuyigirizibwa. Wakyaliwo okwebaka kutono.
Kyali muvubuka.
I'm still young.
Twebakeko, katwebakeko.
Let's sleep.
Twebakeko bannange.
Let us sleep.
Omuvubuka azuka ko saawa ya.
Wake up at around 10.
Kyali muvubuka.
I'm still young.
Ojja kola.
You work.
Ngonda mudula.
And you sleep. And these have come from school. They say, we never slept as we studied. Let's sleep. You will plan, don't worry.
If
they will enter marriage. And they say, let's first have pleasure and joy. Let's eat of what we have.
When we finish,
arise from sleep and look for it. As they arise, blessings have bypassed them. You know, people marry and they get in there. 3 months, they're still eating of what they have. If they ever reach there with it, even for this age, because of much pride they have when they are doing their occasions of marriage. If they do the occasion of holy marriage, the occasion they do is to go to pleasures in the bars,
they think of money
as the rich marriage. Those you find in the ghetto houses and they're in there. Ask them, friends, where did you take the money? It's not that God has given you a test, but they are in there in the ghetto and they are suffering like that. A person in the world, you have many ways of making it through the wrong and the right. Maybe we in Christ, before we wait things with where there is light in them. Sometimes we are tested of God. Some places we are there by testings. Be in there because of your laziness. Don't be speaking of it.
Lighting.
And you claim God is testing me. There's another who go in a wrong house and they say, I'm in the test of God. All their years they don't want to work. Another says, I'm still young, I will build. Men build when they're mature. I will mature and build. All that we have to put them aside if you want good finances. Proverbs 24:33. There are people who fold their hands. Let's watch our television. And your television. And they watch. They are still young and youth. They see these soaps. And they are watching. I finished studying. We are going to get expensive jobs. You will look for them and rise quick from there. And they should will pay for the soul. If you studied, you have to plan. Before you reach my profession, what can I first do? But you sit and sleep. They will announce the job on the television. As I will be there. And they have put jobs in the papers. They will like before they have been there and they are still waiting. Proverbs 24:34.
Bwekityo obwavu bwo bulituuka ng'omunyazi n'okwetaaga kwo ng'omusajja akutte ebyokulwanyisa.
Kaakati obwavu
now poverty
bujja nga mubbi,
it comes like a thief.
Ate kankuli obwavu bumala okujja nga omubbi,
after poverty comes like a thief.
Twasembe kuli nga tutegedde bubba empisa,
understood it steals blessing,
empisa
character, your character is stolen. And you get to be a tricky person, complicated. Praise Jesus.
Poverty comes like a thief
and steals everything you have, steals your peace, steals your justice, steals mercy from you. It steals from you everything which is good.
The
rich and they give you a shoe, new shoes, and you keep them. Give me my olden clothing and shoes. Or you go to sell them to get a bit older. And you begin to say, how
do
they see this a new thing when I've been clothing old ones?
If
they don't give you new clothing, you keep them.
Poverty
comes like a thief, steals everything from you. And you
can
be complicated over everything you have. Everyone you see, you speak, they're the ones still get rich. We shall see them, okay. You are stolen from everything.
empisa,
the character,
emirembe,
the peace,
obwenkanya,
the justice,
okwagaliza,
the wish
yonna bubba bubbi nebutwala obwavu.
Poverty steals it from you.
Newankubadde mu ngeri y'emu.
Even though in the same way.
Obugagga obutalimu kumanya Katonda.
Wealth without knowing God.
Nabo bubbako obutuukirivu bwonna.
It steals all your righteousness from you.
Kubanga tumanyi okugwa mu kwagala kw'ensimbi.
For to fall in the love of money.
Kwe kusomba ebibi byonna okuva mu Setaani.
What gathers all evil from the devil.
Nakuleeta eri oyo atalina kumanya.
Brings it to the one without knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebintu byombiri bya bulabe.
Both things are very dangerous.
Okugaggawala nga tolina magezi.
To get rich without wisdom.
N'okwavuwala.
And to get poor.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yaba akugamba eri mubuulizi mu ngeri esula eno ey'okusatu.
That's why it's in Proverbs 30.
Olw'omukaaga n'okukiira.
Six to down.
Mukama tondeka kuba mwavuvumaganya
erinnya lye. Don't make me be poor to make your name a scorn.
Ate tondeka kugaggawala nnyo nenkwerabira.
Don't let me get so rich to forget you.
Mpe ebimala ayi Katonda.
Give me what's enough for me, O Lord.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Ebimala Katonda abimanya ate nga abali mu nsi bayinza okulanga bingi nnyo nnyo.
What's enough, God knows them, and the one in the world may see them very many.
Ate nga ayi Katonda abimala.
Yet God says that's enough.
Era tebisobola kujja ku mulamwa.
They can't take you from track.
Kubanga olina okumanya.
For you have knowledge.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ng'obwavu busobola okujja ng'omu.
Poverty can come like a thief.
N'otuuka n'oteekawo omulimu naye ng'ogamba nkisuubira.
And you reach to put a job and in place, but you say I don't expect anything from it.
Kisuubira
omulimu banna. This job.
Simanyi.
I don't know.
Omuntu era nze atunda fene.
The person is still selling jackfruit.
Sisuubira. Ani yali nga weegamba bw'oti.
And you tell yourself that.
Ani yali agagawadde ng'atunda fene.
Who has ever gotten rich selling jackfruit?
Ng'atunda pan.
And they are selling pancake.
Utandika okukendeera amagezi.
You begin to reduce in wisdom.
N'omera empisa zonna
ebi. You grow all evil character.
Gw'okola omulimu gw'oguzalawira ddala.
Doing a work, it's you despising it.
Baani abaali balimye ne bayitawo.
Who have ever been farmers and they succeeded.
Mwavu otaka sente kati nze omwavu sente ngenda zijja
wazitekamukulimu. Me farming can make me poor.
Abantu abayitawo babeera basuubula Dubai.
Basubula China. They do business in China and Dubai.
Abo bebakula
kulanda. Those are the ones who prosper.
Orongo manyo manyo bwavu buleta empisa.
Now you know.
Empisa ise
zitatugia. Poverty brings funny mentalities.
Naye kankuli eri Katonda.
Let me tell you before God.
Obulamu bwe bugaggo bwe nobukki.
Life is wealth. You have to realize that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Bwoba olina obulamu.
If you have life on this world and in heaven.
Akasa ng'oli mugagga.
Prove you are rich.
Era byotandika gwe bitandike n'amaanyi go.
You begin with
Mukama gakuwadde mubiri
guno. Which God has given in the body.
Ekintu kiri bwe kiti kyeyogerako.
This I speak of.
Nti obutaganya bwavu buno.
That not accepting poverty.
Okujiranga omubbi.
To come like a thief to you.
Era ng'omuntu akutta ebyokulwanisa.
Someone with weapons.
Agenda mu lutalo.
Going in war.
Kubanga gwe mwennyini weekwatira ebyokulwanisa n'otandika okwerwanisa.
You yourself get weapons and you fight yourself.
Utandika business no
ujirwanisa. You get a business and you fight it.
No ujigamba gwe business sikakasha.
You business not sure.
Sikakachanga umpisa
au. I'm not sure you make me through.
Kuna okufumba chai kwendani
seba nani. This cooking tea I have begun.
Utandika gwe mwenyini okwerwanisa wikana wika.
You begin a job and you fight yourself.
Nga buli choteka woga matichijia yitamu wana.
Everything you begin to doubt. Nageza
kuchiri nechigana.
You are trying to
nengeza na kuchiri nechigana.
I tried this, it failed.
Irachino chechina yitamu.
This will make it.
Okari kamari katika
wu. Let me just put it
Overewo.
In the way that I survive.
Na ye sikakasa.
But I am not sure.
Gwe mwenyini umana newe kwa atire vyo kurwanisa newe
rwanisa wika. You yourself, you get weapons, fight yourself.
Ato olyoka ofuna ebirooto mu kaseera.
You get dreams in that moment.
Yavuwadde nnyo.
Oluvannyuma
lw'otandika akalimu
ako. After beginning that job or business.
Ng'obusepiti bwonna bwadda butukala.
Pans are dirty in there.
Bw'ofumbiramu emmere.
Which you cook food
with. Olota ennimiro gy'olimye nga ya kazi.
Dream the garden you farmed and dried.
Ate sitaani obusiru bwe. Ajja n'agikaliza ddala.
His foolishness, he comes and makes it happen. When you believe it, it fulfills it upon you. Others say, perhaps they're bewitching me.
But
they are bewitching themselves for they are fighting themselves.
As they are
planting their potato and they doubt it.
I don't
get 2 million, is that a business?
But
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know whether I'll get out of poverty. If I dare make it, then you make a plan. I'll marry a second wife.
What you speak is so
poor.
Even what you speak is so much poor. Poverty can cause you fight yourself.
It steals everything from you.
It gives you weapons to fight yourself.
Now
we can speak about poverty in that way.
When we study
tithe and offering,
God
says that none of us should be poor within the church. Even though we come as we are, but
it
all become a new creation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not in only character,
but
in all things we become a new creation. Don't refuse, we came with nothing.
We
want you to be helped. Get out of the life of having nothing.
Yes,
Jesus. In Acts
4,
many who came with it, they are giving us the needwear. None of them lacked. They got out from evil situations and ate a good one. But I
will
warn many here. God gives you wisdom and you rebel against it. Work and in all things. But wants to make you pass in that
circle.
But because you have weapons, you have holy, which came from poverty, you rebel against the counsel of God.
It
tells you right about the body of pastor. Write it for 1 year, put a farm of pig and refuse. So you have weapons fighting you. Many times, many of you, they come asking, they have weapons. What you give them is what they after you tell them, move on with what you have.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Others inquire from me.
Course,
what have you
saying?
What you speak, they will disagree with it. Their thoughts are and you leave them. When they reach to come back as they're determined to put weapons aside,
you
show them the way of life and of salvation.
Amen.
Those weapons, put them down.
Therefore,
his own brings poverty and he gets weapons. He never wastes his time to tempt or bewitch you again. You yourself begin to bewitch yourself. When you begin a business, Lord, I don't know. I don't know. I began a work. And it failed in a week.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
I don't know.
But all along I've been consuming it. I'm going to eat it. You can never settle.
You're
holding weapons, fighting yourself.
Yes,
after kept in a way of not planning, brought poverty as a thief upon you. Stole wisdom and everything from you. After
gave
weapons, I will not waste time with you. Got foolish weapons. You point a gun to yourself. Anyone who want to shoot in your head.
But
you beat all your plans to pour them. It's like someone to put a gun for you and it's pointed in you and you have a trigger you're holding in yourself. Every time you why you get a trigger, you hold it.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
For they know they got out way.
You're going to face
to get angered and do everything which is not right.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, request brethren,
those
weapons we put them down.
Poverty
we chase from ourselves for a thief.
And you
never hold truth for a long time if you are poor for a long time. You reach a time you regret the teaching and the knowledge you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
It's much knowledge. What is it? Importance for
what?
Look at the poverty I'm in. The house is all leaking. Fail to contain the knowledge.
So
poverty steals from you the patience. It steals from you the boldness and the courage. But what is most important, if you are within the word, even though prophet has come, light shines the way to make it through, the light of the word of God, and we then see peace.
Yes,
praise
amen.
Jesus
so much.
What I can tell you more, that God, you have a beginning. You have a beginning upon your life he put on you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's what we want to look onto more. You have a beginning upon your life.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus. God told Moses, what do you have?
Yes,
praise Jesus. You told him, I have this road, but it's just for really what importance do you think it's for? Many things we have, they have importance. And it's a very great starting.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He told Moses, put the rod down. God made it something. You may have only a seed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. So it in the ground and God makes something out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may have little capital and God may tell you put it in. And I'll show you what is next. And you may have capital physically. And he said, get your hand put in the chest. Begin to believe. Just as my word says. Everything you touch will be blessed. It will be blessed. Moses is told, get in your chest. Get out your hand. As he gets it out, it's a rock. What importance of holding the chest? Here is where there's the faith which takes the heart which takes faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Then, from verse 9, a person believes in this heart to be given righteousness. They must have heard the word. Like in Romans 10:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If they told to put a hand in the chest, they are telling you to take faith. That I am the God who creates. I can create anything.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As you got out the hand, to get it out, it was like a rock. He told him, take it back. And what can bring it? And it has no impediment.
When
you take back the faith in the heart and never use it, it can never work.
So
you say you have faith, it has no action. It's appeared dead. You believe God makes rich. Remember Deuteronomy 28. Told you whatever you touch will be blessed.
To
begin to do, God will be blessing it. Finds you hearing his laws and commandments.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now you have a beginning. You yourself, you are a great beginning. And there's a good preparation
which
God put that you may move with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I can tell you, don't claim I have no beginning. Others say, I have nowhere to dig. I would have begun to dig. I have nowhere to fly chapati. I would have done that. I not know school. I would have gone for jobs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you believe and pray, some words God creates them. Some blessings creates them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You have a beginning. That beginning, God does a great job within it. Let's go to Exodus. And you get explained of that word. Exodus 4 from verses 1.
Musa n'addamu n'agera nti, naye laba, tebali nzikiriza, so tebali wulya ddoboozi lyange. Kubanga bali yogera nti Mukama teyakula bikira. Mukama nagamba nti kiki ekiri mu mukono gwo. Nayogera nti muggo.
Mukama yi yagenda mubuuza.
God asked him.
Yamubuuza kiki olinawo.
He told him, what do you have?
Kiki olina mu mukono gwo.
What do you have in your hand?
Namugamba mune nina
mukono. He told him, I have a staff within me.
Wanze sigula munda makuru. Omanyi Musa alitakula makuru.
No, Moses did see any meaning in that staff.
He omanyi mugo gwe
kukubanga. He knew it was his rod which beats his sheep and cow.
Naye katonda amugamba kiki olinawo
God asked him, what do you have? Now God, though you have something little, you can begin with it. Though you have nothing and you are the one there, he can begin with you. If you are ready to believe what he's going to be telling you through his words,
so
there are things you have and don't see any meaning in them. Maybe you studied, you have your letters, but you see the end, they have no use. All people in Uganda were learned are like that. They work with their papers. Put down, begin to pray.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Say, God, make it with favor. He can do that. Poverty came upon you like a thief. And you began to fight yourself. And
the
things failed, they ended.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You shouldn't believe this. You have to believe one thing. God, I have this in my hand.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Others may have little capital.
When
you count to start something little, it will not work.
But
after you put that seat down, God knows what he will make it. If you'll be gotten strengthened in your heart, and you take faith and believing. So that's for verse 3.
Nayogera nti gusule wansi. Nagusula wansi, negufuka omusota. Musa nadduka mu maaso gaago.
Something you've been
having yourself.
You
may fear it ahead there.
You may have
that your head, but you've not seen its importance. You wish to be cut it off, but you
have
to rejoice in it in a moment.
We
have many plans. Have made plans all this long, they are useless. But God says,
the day
you put it before him in his presence,
and you believe
that God has handed to you, even though it
will
be God not bringing
back to you,
if you put it before the Lord, it will do that you've taken faith within.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It's in hearing the word of God. It's come from his word.
Like
it is in hearing now.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Most
never knew the stuff he held, God can make it anything.
He saw
his stuff.
When he
put it down, it becomes something else. And he ran.
My
capital
is
little. I don't take it from the account. It is there for my
majesty.
If I put in business, it will get finishing. After you get it, after speaking those words, they will never stand. Put the road down without questioning. Moses, the person he met, never knew him. The road is what he had, which would watch over him. If he had gone against him, he already believed that he's not going to turn against him. Let me put it down.
The
thing you have, he tells you put it down and surrender.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Know
the word surrendering. As if you have put things in the hands of God.
Another
put down his weapon, God did something else within it. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to testify in that word. It was 2006. Now we are entering 2007. My father had already died and remained with a big family. It's me who was among the elders. Now those days, there is a pastor we fellowshiped from. Through the 31st overnight, as it used to be, when it came in the morning, he called the mother. He gave the mother 1,500 to buy food for the children. I can't understand how God gave him wisdom. He called me, said, this 1,500. Get 1,000, go begin to buy sugar cane. Where were there these estate developers? And people took things there. And they took sugar cane there. The time the father died, there wasn't like any food. It was nothing like anything. Things were not easy. But 1,500 went on to increase. And we passed through 2007. And God provided for us. I got money out 2008. As the estate had been finished, I got money to do another business. As the Spirit was teaching here, as he spoke, don't despise the little you can have. He reminded me of that. It's speak of it, perhaps it can help us.
Amen. Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. If you dare believe that God has spoken,
for
I know he passes even through your parents.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
That's why you shouldn't despise your parents.
So
if what is brought out is not wrong, it's like you go to a shrine. Let's go to a shrine. If they bring a reasoning like that, God may be within Jericho. Maybe within Jethro. The father-in-law of Moses. He tells him, a licked man. Even though you can go back and inquire from the Lord. As Moses inquired from the Lord, he told him, do as he told you. Already God passed through him. Moses could not hear because the situation surrounding him. Praise Jesus. God can begin right from there. Many people fear to begin a family. And they say, we've not bought land, we've not built. And others say, let's pray to give birth. Nothing like the money on the account. What would the children eat?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All
that you fear enough in vain.
Even
though you will gather the money, you will give birth to a child, and
you
will get sick instant, and all the money will finish. It will be as if you never planned for them. But believe, bring that person on the world. That person comes with their blessing.
You
speak of your blessing. Everyone coming comes with a blessing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Perhaps you have got the strength and you have to eat of the one who is coming. But
they
shouldn't come for their coming is going to make me poor.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But you claim
I'm
going to face a problem. I can't marry this moment. Your joining two will be better than one.
Maybe
what has been fighting you is going to get another encounter
them.
And you become two and you
fight them.
And you see you make it through. But you claim one thing, I have not yet built. I can't marry.
Even
a guy who is saying, I want someone who has built.
It would
have been wrong. One who has built, have you built your brains and minds?
Wow,
he will chase you because you have a weak brain.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You want someone to build your brain where they built.
Women reach there
and they take ownership of my home.
Don't
bring your visitors. Now they are going to chase you. Did you build the house? Ownership, yes, we had. That the man is the one who is in charge.
Who owns
one person in that house. That is the woman. But the one who is in charge is the woman.
She
is in charge of everything you handed to her ever since you brought her. The children and the things like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In house,
everything is for the woman, but you still give them to her.
And
you own one person. That's the one they call. He takes ownership over one thing. And they say that's the wife of him.
The
home of that woman in this
now,
and the house is handed to the woman. And the woman comes and says,
you
woman,
they are
asked if she doesn't give them to you. If you take them elsewhere, you cannot argue about that.
You may wake up
and they tell you the children are not yours.
I've
seen a hand. Praise Jesus. Me concerning the family, I testify a little about it. That when we met with my husband, me, I had 3 children, and he had 1. And they felt they don't need to give birth to more children. But which wasn't possible. We gave birth to children when we are not well. And we raised them not in a very well situation. But it surprised me as you spoke. But those children have helped us so much. They have stood us in our life. And we have no family member helping us. Neither pastor nor person, but we stood with them. It means they came with a blessing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
You
know, they say the woman came with a blessing. It's a song which is out there that you came with blessings.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Well,
I can tell you more about that issue. That God, he plans. But they say that many are the limitation of someone. But fulfillment is of the law. That's why in planning. But why is fulfillment his?
He
chooses out what are in the plans of his word. And he begins to fulfill those.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
you shouldn't stop planning. For God, if you are from Egypt, told them, don't get out here with nothing. I'm going to give you favor. Go to the old people. Tell them to give you everything I've told you. If they found you with weapons of poverty, they send you someone to say, to lend you 30 and you refuse. Me, I left people.
They
borrow 400,000 or 10 million and they say, leave me alone. Now, what is wrong with you? I've waited for you sending me to borrow and to beg, begging people. I've waited for you all along praying.
So
what I told you, you're going to begin. Let's get back to chapter 3. Exodus 3.
You're going to
come back in 4. Verse
21. Era ndibawa abantu abo okwagalibwa mu maaso ga Abamisiri. Awo Bwemulivaayo, temulivaayo bwereere. Naye buli mukazi alisaba muliraanawe, n'oli abeera mu nnyumba yeza n'ebintu ebya zaabu n'engoye. Mulibiteeka kubatabani bammwe n'abawala bammwe muli nyaga abamisiri
kubanga kunyaga na yenga
like planner
ugenze ukisaba magazi
you're going to beg it in wisdom
ugenda yoko ganzize kunyaga
ze kunyaga don't go to claim a planner from you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now what threatening? God, can you give you favor? They give you that money, whether you borrowed it,
when you come to
church and there you helped. What threatening is to just doing idols, idols to worship.
You
begin a job, you make it.
And if you fellowship, you
come. We are working, gathering money.
Israel
gathered the same thing.
Our
head, they made a calf out of them.
And
they began to worship. And they began to use. God had said they had to make work out of those things of his work, and he made
ark
of covenant, mercy seat and the
ark, and
the rest were to use them for their life. After they did all that, when he made the ark and the others, the rest they made a calf out of them and they began to worship them.
Everything
God gives you, hear a voice of it.
And
do as he has told you. Tell you go to the other place, they give you money there. And you say that one is an unbeliever.
Me,
I will not beg from an unbeliever.
This
is your father, so an unbeliever will give you. The money of unbelievers have curses. You know, some people you're here. You even have your relatives.
And
they have money, but you can't ask capital from them. Yet you even had
the voice.
Tell them to give you capital. But you refuse. That the money of the unbelievers has a cost. He didn't tell you go for it. Told them ask to give you. God proved it was to give you. But you refused. You said one thing. We don't beg with the born again. Both things.
We send the money
of unbelievers will affect us. God has told you go to them.
I'll give you favor,
they'll give you capital.
Don't go to
I told you get them, give you, they'll give you free. And the same money of unbelievers is not easy. The Egyptians,
if they
first pray evil prayers upon it, when it comes to women,
they made it 800
moment in the moment.
Yes, we
have
raised
it. You have such a command as even you are here. They were told to you, but you sat on them and you claimed the Egyptians. The one who left the husband,
God
told them to go back, ask money from them to take care of yourself. How could they see me coming back to them? I left them many years back. Now you will be there and
in trouble,
and we will get tired of you. Praise the Lord. The word is spoken not born from Egyptians. In the new world God had corrupted our minds, and the fake pastors preached to us. And they say that the born again, we are supposed to be the heads, not the tails, to borrow from the unbelievers. We remained with the mentality, seeing ourselves the head. We shouldn't borrow from unbelievers. That's how the new world order had put us down. Now, since we've gotten wisdom, God speaks Deuteronomy 14 in Deuteronomy.
You have gotten,
you will not borrow, but you lend.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
umara kubanga olina n'otawola n'olyoka tewewola n'olyokondandika okuwola naye waliwo ebiro byakusindika obajjeko entandikwa alyoka akuwa ate oluvannyuma balijja gy'oli
ggwe
kubanga katonda abanga agenzi
kwoli
eyakuŋŋaanya
n'amujjako
atuukirize giri nti balikuŋŋaanya naye ggwe n'okolaki ayinza okutumayo kantu katini nnyo bwe
katigenda
okajjeyo
olabe
n'okajjayo n'obanga asitudde
ebibyo byonna
agenda n'okutunula ti ng'ebibadde
bijjewo
tomuntu asabidde saalaami tokoze eki wabula katonda agambye genda obagambe bakuwe kino ne kino naye ate onyi lukomekkereza nga lugamba kale mulimaliriza nga olwo munyaze
abamisiri
naye tebaagendayo kunyaga nti
babbe
tebabagamba nti muyingire mu nnyumba
mumenye mukeberezeaa
baabagagenda
mu
musabe oluvannyuma bamaliriza ate
banyaze
mu magezi baali banyaze kubanga mubuliwo
tebanyaga
baasaba ne
babawanaye
mu nsi y'omwoyo baali obaggyeko emikisa
gyonna
kati gwe aki atya nga katonda ye
yakulagira
okyali awo obeera awo
munna
tuula awo ku lukato lwo ku lukato bonawulira nga lukutunze
nnyo
ojja kulitukako obeere ng'omubbi yesu yebazibwa naye nga tufube mukama aliwo newamu
naffe
tugenda kuba tuva mu mbeera embi ekkanisa mwetambulidde emyaka
mingi
kubanga ekkanisa abantu babeera muli nga
babonaabona
agenda okuddamu amagezi g'okukola akuze atandika kupalapalanya
kati
osinga n'omukazi omukulu nga mulokole ali mu
bizinesi
naye nga
muyaaye
ate myakumukumu era okuwa omulimu ewuwe oba obudde ku
buzibukuba
alowooza emirundi kinana mu kaseera
kamu
yenna atabuka n'ebyobulokozi n'asooka
abisatunasigala
kimukugenda
kusaba
asaba busaba teyo ebyokumanya katonda
abivaamu
abeera mu
bizinesi
bangi kuba gwe genda obalaba mu
makanisa
baagolokoka bubi
nnyo
ne batuuka eyo bwenu ne bafuna ebisajja ebizunguzungu ne bayita mu panyi eyo mpolampola abalala baafuna ebisajja ebimisi
mpolampola
eno asigala asaba naye ngaeri
agaba
ng'ayina omuntu
atategerekeka
kubanga yalindirira mu byobulokozi
n'atalaba
kubanga yali awo nga talina
pulaani
mulimu ababeeramu alinda omusajja
bamumuleeterawo
n'alinda agenda okugolokoka nga yenna akoze ebikolwa ebizibwewa eyo ng'ali yekka kati awo ate n'alyoka agolokoka n'asiŋŋaana omumisiri
mutwogera
kwabo abantu abali
mubalina
ebikolwa eby'emisiri
tulimu
kuva
essula eyokuna n'olunyiri olwokusatu nayogera nti gusule wansi ne gufuuka omusota musa n'adduka mu maaso gaagwo mukama n'agamba musa nti golola omukono gwo okwate akawuuwo ogukwate akawuuwo n'agolola omukono gwe n'agukwata ne gufuuka omuggo mu mukono gwe
katonda weetaaga kuwulira ddoboozi era nga liri mu kigambo kye kyagamba okukola naye kitiisa kikwate
ekijja kuba litunakigenda
kuba kati bamugamba omuti abadde akimanyi
gubaddemukati
gufuuse
ekintu
bamugamba kwata eri
kikenkira
mu kaseera akobeera
otya
nga tokyasobola kontrolinga kintu kyobadde nakyo okitya
n'okukitya
kuva essuula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olwokutaano balyoke bakkirize nti mukama katonda wabajjajja baabwe Katonda wa Ibrahimu, Katonda wa Isaka, era Katonda wa Yakobo, nti akulabikidde. Mukama n'amugamba nate nti, teeka omukono gwo mu kifuba kyo. N'ateeka omukono gwe mu kifuba kye. Bwe yaguggyamu, laba, omukono gwe nga gulina ebigenge ng'omuzira.
Olidde bulungi.
You hear clear?
Omukono yali agulabulabi.
He was seeing his hand.
Naye nga tamanyi makulu gaago.
He didn't know its importance.
Era nga tamanyi Katonda asobola kukozesa tuuka wa.
God can use it to what extent?
Yes, he was
praised.
Emirimu gy'emikono gyo mikulu.
The works of your hands are very great.
Naye kituufu kiri nti.
By the truth is.
Katonda wakugitandika gikola sooka oteeka emikono egyo mu ki?
Before you begin to do them, put your hands in the chest. It means what?
It means
Romans 10, verse 9 and 11.
A person
believes with their heart get righteousness.
Yes,
praise God. Righteousness fronts you before and recommends you before God. According to Isaiah 58.
Yes,
praise
God.
But righteousness we do posting one thing. To believe with your heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If you see your hands can do nothing, and in looking at them yourself, you see there is nothing in it. There is nothing like money or M in it. You see, as if it's not right in there. My money is not tightened and I don't prove to get money. Is yours tightened on your palms? You look at your palm and see. Yeah, are there people without it?
You
spoken as if you were in the world out there, but not as God. For God, if you have your hands, even when they are cut off of the body, the one of the spirit remains.
Amen.
You can
find a person without hands and they are rich. And hands of the
emikono gya magezi ge okutegeera
kijako understanding are working.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus.
Kati gubo maro kubanga ina nebyo okulwanisa byo.
After you have your weapons
ebyo bwavu
of poverty
otunula ko mu e munoga
ebyo na e and say but
emu yange si kwa
my hem is not so much
sent money wange
my money
it's
not marked tight in my palm.
It
means I will not get money, which is enough. I feel itching of money. I'm going to get money. That is malaria. The veins are struggling to pump blood, you're claiming you're getting to get money. Ever since you get itching in the palm, see how you appear. You've never gotten that money. Praise Jesus. Maybe you reached somewhere.
But it
didn't come from the itching of your palms. Get your hand put in your chest. The works of your hands. Put them in believing the word of God. Pray. God is going to be able to work. When
he
got out the hand, it becomes something new.
Yes,
he
was.
Praise Jesus. God creates.
It is
not finished to create. Makes way where there's no way. Puts a blessing where you never expect it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Turi mu kuvesile yakona n'oluyiriri rwa musanvu.
Exodus 4, verse 7.
Nayogera nti guzze omukono gwo mu kifuba kyo. N'aguzza omukono gwe mu kifuba kye. Bwe yaguggya mu kifuba kye, laba, nga gufuuse ng'omubiri gwonna.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebintu byonna
all things
okubifuura kye birina
okubeera
bizibwayo wa
they are all taken back in the chest
mukukkiriza
to believing
mu ngabe y'obutuukirivu
in the hope of righteousness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
If you want to get something else, get back to the chest. You get back. You may have begun a work.
No,
and another began a chapati.
Restaurant.
I want a big restaurant here.
You
take it back, they just pray afresh for it.
You
get faith again. And you get back. God, I want it in this. Began driving a border.
Let me take
back the hand of
Jesus.
Lord, raise people.
Bless
without
trouble.
Give it to drive it.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. That what God taught Moses.
Today
is never revealed to people. People don't know why he put the hand in the chest. And he brought it out, turned to something else. And he took it back and become something else.
But
in the faith he had to take. Moses all the time he spent on the world.
Many
times he raised faith, things happened. If he had voice of God, what it
said,
just
said,
Adieu, let's go. God told him
you're
going to pass the Red Sea. He said, you've told us, let's go. What big question you've spoken.
The one
who told him, he told him we're going to pass there.
He
had no any complaint in him. Until he hears the voice of God. Moses, the staff he holds. When he raised up the Red Sea parted to make it work. They
are
busy began to charm. Let's move on. Things of people are not easy. If you take faith,
God has told you
by this word, whatever, no matter what people speak,
you
often made it through and reach
a
or when you open and they see those
they offers,
they are the first to run in them
and
to begin to speak.
You know,
where is the peace is in?
first
to announce how you are well.
He
used to say you will not be able to
handle
all things
planning
in financial planning and in all other things.
Putting
the hand in the chest is very important.
Put
down the weapon you've been having.
It leads
you to move ahead. Put faith claiming it's not impossible.
God
can make it possible. Why have we spoken so much of the heart? The family. We have two major people there. We have the head.
And
we have the downer part of the body. In the downer part, we have a major thing there called the heart. The heart of the family. That is the woman, the
yes,
wife. Praise Jesus. And if they despise all things, they despise the husband, despise his work,
not
the rest is the mess. Most belief in the family is strengthened by a woman. But in this, we have to be very careful. Anytime we get married,
there's
something we call shadow marriage. God is trying to test whether you are worthy.
You
may be in real marriage, which is right. God has put you in the shadow. Mostly in the words of ministry. A woman, you hit another to minister. We come not right in character.
He marriage
puts us in a shadow marriage.
Accident marriage.
And you leave aside accident marriage.
Accident marriage.
You marry someone you never wanted. You
shouldn't
be with. Maybe you love them, but you are not meant to be together. But he is the right person, but they have put you in the shadow.
And
God is testing you whether you can be a good wife or a good husband. If you fail and you're
going to destroy another
husband, or to hinder the ministry of another, God takes you away, sends you go and repent, and
he
finds you repent. He makes plan B. God always
has a plan.
You know the wife Moses first married, how
she was
put in charge of probably Moses so much.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Let things be in them when you are ready,
with
a man or woman. God puts all in shadow marriage.
Test
that none may hinder another to minister. When you hinder another, one is taken away. That to be careful of it. But in this, why is it spoken today? Take a special
family.
You woman, you are a heart in that family. It means even your finances, you
are
a great heart to strengthen things. Though the man is the head, he has three types of brains. It's required of him not cease to have plans.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the heart strengthening those, it is the woman. If they despise them, now you look at what you're planning.
And
you're going to do what?
You're
going to buy a car for business. You are joking yourself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You're joking. What are you even speaking? Oh, you know that one has beaten you down. A woman can trouble that family. Every plan which comes, you discourage it. And the other, the heart of the family, when it's determined in goodness or in evil, it gets totally determined. If the woman enters something,
you
have to have three brains to save her from that.
Or
if she enters, she can dive the whole of her in it. Now the three brains, that's the head, the man.
He has three brains.
He has the eyes to see where they're going, to smell very well,
and
even to speak.
But
don't just speak. You don't know even how to speak.
Now, if he's
my wife, should I go for business? Are you confused?
Speak business.
We are going to do business. If the woman tells you don't, let us sleep, what do you do? There are women.
Let's
sleep. The heart has entered into it. Woman can wake up in the morning and they want you to sleep. And she's entered in that.
Even go for work
and she pulls you back. If you're not determined in sleeping and in planning, you find yourself sleeping all your days. They are very good people. But we help each other. Why? To be called the head of the family. But they are the hearts. The
friends
and the children are the other parts. Make up a body called
family.
But if they can be a good heart, if they keep what they have kept, that's why they don't usually forgive. And they get sick of a sickness that they have it in the marriage. But they have something they have hidden in them. You know, the brain, what the plant releases is the man.
But
they can keep things in them. They cook well for you. One day they speak out something and you see them, they have cooked boiled water for you. When they get sick, they are sick of an incurable sickness. And to get
it
takes you a lot of medicine.
Forgive me.
You get some money.
This
grace, it is fitting. You're treating little. They forgot what you did. One day. One day you wake up, find them with a problem. You find them, they have angered themselves. And they have tuned themselves. And you ask them, what is wrong with you? I left you when you were right.
There.
You don't remember. You remember last time? Remember this year what you did to me? You have tuned yourself now. If you understand yourself now,
did you treat
yourself, you woman, or you girl, know that I have my weakness. I am the heart and it rarely gets cured.
Need
to let me help myself and get healed.
What
they forget, them and they totally forget them. They
may
even leave children they have given birth and as they never gave birth to them. And they're in a new marriage. The
all their
children don't want to know. And we don't
want
to know.
If they
move from a home and go, and they never mind the children again. But in loving them, they love them. They attach them, you man. Now we shall see those issues and get explained of them in the financial
planning.
Each one of us is going to do what? We shall see a blessing coming upon each one
and
how we use it
and
how we can add ourselves the blessing God retains, the one of heaven.
Taken
of us to move on another day.
We
thought we could finish this today. But many things have entered in. Like where we reach this edge. To see the heart of the family and the heads. The things of planning.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Then every
the other parts how they help. All the children. But these two are very major.
Omutwe,
the head and the heart of that woman.
Family.
The heart of the family. They are spoken of this when we come the other time. Let's read in Proverbs 31. Let's begin from verse 10.
Ngero Isaya Satumwemu Norunyiro Kumi. Omukazi omwegendereza ani ayinza okumulaba? Kubanga omuwendo gwe gusinga wala amayinja amatwakaavu.
Singa ofuna omukazi ono omutima guno.
If you get this woman, this heart.
Omutima guno omwegendereza mulungi.
This heart which is very careful.
Buli kyabugagga ekiri wano ku nsi.
Every treasure on this world.
Abakisinga.
Is better than it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Singa ofuna omutima ogwo omutuufu nga mwegendereza.
A rightful, careful heart. That is the woman a wife you speak of.
mutima gwe nga tegumala gasalawo,
and their heart don't just decide,
tegumala gagwa mbuli
kintu, it doesn't just fall into anything,
tegumala gazimba na kuzimba lukusabuli,
it doesn't just build and build,
wabula mungeri yemu,
but in the same way,
olowooza omusajja,
you think the man
planning,
who plans,
alina omutwe omutuufu,
who has the right head, or the right head,
naye ani ayinza okumufuna,
who can still get them,
nga obwongo bukola bulungi obusa,
the brains, the three work well,
amaaso galaba bulungi,
and the eyes see well,
amatu gawuliriza,
and the ears listen,
wabula wano waliwo ekizibu ku matu,
but here there is a problem on the ears,
musajja okuli yapulaniza omukazi,
to hear the plans of the woman,
mpozi okwogera okwo kwaba ayagala okwogera abasinga baagala nnyo okwogera,
most want to speak,
kyokka abamala okwogera ennyo nga tebakolawo,
after speaking so that they don't work alone,
tebakola ate tebalina pulaani yakukola,
they don't have a plan to work,
kati ekyo kyakwegendereza,
that's to be careful of,
naye nga bagambye singa ofuna omutima gwo guno,
if you get this your heart,
gwe tuyita omukazi omwegendereza,
who is called a noble woman,
ani ayinza okumulaba,
who can see her,
era omuwendo gwe nga gusinga buli kyabugaga,
Christ is worth more than any treasure,
ebimwogerwako wansi bigambo
ebyo, what is spoken of her down is this,
ngero Isaiah 61:11,
Proverbs 1:11,
omutima gwa bba gumwesiga, so taburwenga magoba,
nebo baddika nkubulire,
no matter when,
ebintu enjo kuba okumobwegendereza,
maybe you keep to be very careful,
obuta papa,
not to rush,
obutamala gayomba nebirala,
not just for another things,
yes, ye bazibu,
praise Jesus,
na ye katonda nebo bango badde tulaba mpera mami ja kuolwe,
God, though you've never seen a rod the husband gives you,
na ye katonda asubize chindu chimu,
he God promises one thing,
tolire mwakufuna mpera,
you will never lack to get
a reward, kale bodibo koze binunjo musajjo na atabiraba,
if you do good that man never sees,
abana bo balibiraba,
your children will see it,
era abana abo,
in both children,
bali yagala nyonyamu,
they will laugh so much,
bali bazima mama yumba bali zimbira,
you build houses built for,
bali bagule moto kabali gula yiye,
you buy cars or buy,
abagamba kiitate ekyo banna,
and they say that the father,
ye tata naye bannanga oyo omusajja
father, but that man,
fe yatutamadda,
we hate him,
bwe kola byolina okukola ebikugwanidde ebirungi,
do which is required of you good,
abasajja tuyinza okugamba ndowooza bamma bakole banaafuna empeera mu baana,
maybe we can still let them work,
naye naawe empeera yagenda era ekulinza,
to the river of hell is waiting for you,
olw'okubanga tofaayo ku bikoleddwa ebirungi,
minding of the good which has been done,
okuva eri omukyala,
right from the wife,
ngero essula ya 3:12,
Proverbs 31:12,
amukola bulungi so si bubi ennaku zonna ez'obulamu bwe, anoonya ebyoya by'endiga ne pamba, nakola emirimu n'engalo ze n'essanyu,
tulina okubanga fenna,
we all, we
have wengo omutima okola n'omutwe naye akola,
even the head is working,
yesu yebazibu,
praise Jesus,
kino kiri mu biro n'ebiseera,
this is in seasons and times,
kumanya ebiro byolina,
you know the seasons you have,
kubanga omukyalo osobola oyingira emirimu,
the wife you can enter work,
obanga tosobola,
or you cannot,
kisinzira ku biro ki byolimu,
depends on the seasons you are in,
yesu yebazibu,
praise Jesus,
oba kubanga oli ayinza okugamba kati katanula okubasaba kapito batuwe
tukole, another can still begin as capital that we work,
nawe tunulira mbiro n'ebiseera ebyabu,
you look season and times of everything,
kubanga oyinza okuleega omwami oyo,
for you may speak that husband,
akuwe kapito gwo ofune ekibanda kyamanda,
to give you capital you begin to sell charcoal,
oba o botiki,
or you get
oba okole supermarket,
or you make a supermarket,
oba kali okole emirimu bwegiti,
or you do work,
naye nga n'ebyosaba nawe obiraate biri,
what you ask you see is not there,
ati obwegendereza oba bufudde,
now your carefulness has died,
naye ate kirungi okubanga olina pulaani,
but it's good to have a plan,
n'ogiteekawo n'ogamba mwami,
and you put say husband,
singa tubeera tufunye
this and that,
nandiyagadde okukola omulimu,
I would have wished to do this work,
naye nga bagambye nti oteekeddwa okubanga naye mu bintu by'ebyenfuna wenyigiramu,
you must be involving yourself in the finances,
yesu yebazibu,
praise Jesus,
ngeri yemu bw'okwasaganya ebyawaka,
the same way you handle the home,
era nga n'omwami naye kimugwanidde
bwekityo, it's part of them do that,
ngero 3:14,
Proverbs 31:14,
alinga amaato ag'obusuubuzi, emmere ye agijja wala, era agolokoka nga bukyali bwakiro, naawe ab'omu nnyumba ye ebyokulya,
owulidde bulungi, obeera ne pulaani mu byenfuna obaamu,
omanyi
omutima kizibu okujja mu sisitimu
y'omubiri,
kubanga olulwosi gusavinga omubiri
gwe,
omutwe gwe gusavinga omusaayi gusavinga ebitundu
byonna,
so mu famire omukazi abeera wa mugaso mungi nnyo, teweerabira migaso,
very, very much help. Yes,
praise Jesus. Major
benefit supplies
the father and the prince in business.
He
used
to tell every man coming. Women,
you troubled.
Me who has come has troubled you myself.
There
is one who troubled him home. Now, very much benefit of a woman being in a home. You are raised when you are still early.
You want
even children have things to do and yourself. Understand yourself based on the heart.
If
you don't know what the heart does in the body, reach the doctors, they will explain to you. We have doctors in here. You can raise your hands. You studied that field of a doctor. Reach them, they will explain to you what does the heart do in the body. They can take some brain from you and you remain. They can even take some kidney from you and you remain.
If
they touch the heart, you end there. They can cut off one hand and you remain. Cut off one leg from you.
But
if they mess the heart,
it's
the same with you, man.
The
careful of that heart, it can mess up all other things. Praise Jesus. That heart is that woman. Have a plan to help it not get a problem.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
know your responsibility. Others have
fought
those this work capturing them. And they reach to ask all the work it's me. I take care of the husband and the children and the visitors. Is it all that? What is wrong? Is it also women, God, you gave us many job and work.
You created
to be the heart of the family.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Join the love within the family. If you want to
bless
the children, to hate the father, you can still do that. doing that, you see wait for him to raise you to
pay them.
And you mess them. Now you can fill them with joy.
The
father may not have fulfilled something, but you tell the children, your father is responsible.
There are
good things going on. And the
children
are supporting the father is the best.
But
after you degrade him, and you begin to point black him, blackmailing. The children begin to see the father something different. And we shall begin from there. We are going in the journey of heaven. We shall begin from there, see the head in family planning and of the heart and the other parts. How they can help. God bless you.